tease this out much more, but I must move on. Peter Levine.
Well, we've all read, and I think it's true, that the collapse of the euro would be apocalyptic for everyone. It would be apocalyptic for the countries in the eurozone, and it would be apocalyptic here because our financial industry is totally in bed with the euro because that's where the business has been. And whether you like it or not, that is what's going to happen if it collapses.
Can you summarise what that would mean for real people living real lives, that term apocalyptic, well, if that were to happen, well, which people think will happen?
What it would mean is that what we've seen so far in terms of unemployment, loss of jobs, loss of opportunities to sell smaller markets would get worse because Europe, which is our biggest market, doesn't matter what anybody else says, Europe is our biggest market in the world. And although we're not in the eurozone, we depend entirely and we work entirely with Europe for our economy. And if that economy collapses, which it surely would do in a very big way if the euro collapsed, we have to hope that President Sarkozy and Chancellor Merkel do succeed in this, because if they don't, it would be a very, very dangerous situation for everyone.
Bonnie Greer.
I'm going to use a word that Peter and I talked about, that, you know, not using loaded words or overloaded words, but I have to use the word tragedy here. And we've got two tragedies going. One is that we have a largely Euro-skeptic to Euro-haterism press, so that most of us know nothing about the biggest trading group practically in the world, 230 miles away from our shores. We know nothing about it, and we need to know. I almost wish we would have a referendum on the euro so that people like me who are Euro-realists and Euro-pragmatists can at least get a word in edgewise, because you can't talk about it. The other tragedy is I think we've got a prime minister, and I think people like, you know, Jeremy, even though he's Eurosceptic, I think we've got an intelligent prime minister who understands that we have to have some sort of relationship outside of the euro with Europe. This is a humongous trading bloc. Most of our trade is done by water in this country. We need Europe. However, he's got a backbench, right-wing backbench, that's got its foot on his neck, and he can't begin to actually do any kind of decent conversation on our behalf. It is a tragedy because we need to be at the table, and right now we've got no skin in the game as far as the future of Europe is concerned, unless the 27 come together at treaty. We ain't repatriating anything unless the 27 comes together. And Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy, if they're smart, are not going to let that happen. But we can't talk about it because we have very little arena in this country to talk about it.
Good thing we've got any questions. Sadiq Khan.